We good? Are we recording? You can eat while we record. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't give a shit. I don't care about quality. I don't give a shit about recording. Check my, where am I? Am I here? Am I on this one? What am I? One. I can't even fucking tell. What am I doing? I'm the silver one, so I'm in.
Check my ass.
One. Check.
Check
out my ass.
Check it out.
Check out my ass.
Check out my asshole.
Check out this asshole. Check.
If you don't like it, you can press fast forward. If you don't like me, you can kiss my whole asshole.
What is that?
Is that
Kanye West?
I think it's Jacob Zed.
Who the fuck is Jacob Zed?
Jay-Z.
Is that his birth name?
I don't know.
Jacob Zed?
Joking.
Oh, I don't fucking
know. I think Jay, I don't know what Jay's short for.
I think Jay-Z looks maybe like Jacob. I think Jay-Z looks like Arthur. The aardvark guy.
Not
you
want to
get? Why don't
guy?
You put that in the thing in the arm? Go get the arm.
Get in this arm.
I'm gonna go get the arm for you.
Just talk about your suit.
So, Patrick just came over. I was hanging out with a friend. We went grocery shopping together.
And
I just got home, and
put your arm on there.
I'm. I was putting up groceries.
You're eating out of a giant bowl like and your parents have been gone for the weekend. And like
I'm eating some soup because I'm hungry.
Ramen is not soup.
And I don't care about our listeners.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks, man.
I had a great fucking week.
Cool.
Man. I've had a really good week.
I decided to sit this week out.
Things have been really good. Pretty happy. Work has been fucking awesome. So I told you. We gotta cut this out.
Cut what out?
This.
Who gives a shit? Oh, yeah, people aren't gonna be like, oh, they're fucking. Now they've got their recorded on the arm. I can hear their arms. Dude, I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care to the point where I can't even make fun of the listeners anymore. Knight Riders Unite, witness us. Patrick doesn't care what you think. Yeah. I'm just gonna fucking sit back. Look at that. The show is F.
Ooh,
I might.
Yeah.
I might. Put it like that. Just lay it in there. Tighten up that knot, boy. Dude.
Ooh, that sounds good.
These are cool.
Hey.
We got arms. We got recording arms on the table now. It's pretty sweet.
I'm going to do Pete Holmes, John Hamm. Ready?
Do it. Yeah.
What do you want to hear, Betty?
Fucking Mad Men sucks, man. I've tried watching it.
What do you
want to
hear?
I've tried watching it. I just don't fucking...
No, it's so good.
I have no, like, it's one of those things, again,
sucks
where it's
that
like,
you're wrong.
I don't have any reference for, like, Susie Homemaker, angry wife thing, because I just want
to. Oh, I do.
Angry wife, angry life. I always say, oh, my God. So, just trying to think. Thanks for tuning in to Been Cool Podcast. Informed, concise, not really. Night Riders Unite, witness us. Sitting in Nick's kitchen again. I like sitting in the kitchen. Dude.
I do, too.
I don't know what it is about that. Just two dudes in a kitchen tightening up microphone stands and putting it toward my mouth.
Oh, what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
The show.
What are you talking about?
I don't hear anything.
I hear something fine.
Okay. So.
The show. What happened to the show?
So my boss resigned. He retired, rather, recently. And now the CEO, I'm reporting to the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO used to do what I do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's hug trees. Hug trees, kiss trees, make out with them. Stop people from peeing on them. So he used to do what I do.
What color is your sash that you wear when you're out in the woods and you're yelling at people? Like, hey, you guys
are
peeing on those trees.
It's green.
It's a green sash?
Yeah. For trees.
I forgot I had a drink.
Stiff drink. It's a stiff water.
Oh, that water is stiff.
So anyway, basically he told me the other day that he said, I'm going to put you in the navigator seat. And I don't really know what that means.
What the fuck does that mean?
But I think basically what he means is he's Welsh. I don't really know what it means, but I think basically what it means is he wants to elevate my
position,
my authority. So it's a good thing.
I want you to take the navigator seat, and then he taps
so
his
I
lap.
Can blow you.
He just like.
You ever gotten roadhead navigator?
I've never gotten roadhead. Have you?
Yes, once.
Why?
Just for fun.
Where does it go?
In their mouth.
Ugh, that's so fucking rude. I like how you made it. Oh, dude, are you fucking serious? Oh, so gross. What? I hate watching people drink soup. I don't know what it is about. Oh, you're going to make me fucking puke, man. Oh, God. Oh.
Why does that bother you?
I don't know, but it's like the same shit of like when I watch someone like with a bowl of cereal with milk in it and they start to drink it. Ew, I want to fucking.
That
like,
is gross. I didn't slurp.
Like, dude, I want to shit on the top of your fucking lip. Like, that's so gross to me. So nasty. Like, there's a dude next to me who was like, he had milk and cereal, and like I left the row for like 5 minutes.
Cereal and milk.
Cereal and milk. I can't fucking stand the smell, man. Milk smells so fucking bad.
You like the taste of it? Can't take the smell.
I don't even. I haven't had a glass of milk in over 20 years.
Me either.
Shit's fucking gross.
Not 20 years, but I have. Yeah. I don't. I can't. After I, from being back when I was vegan, I can't. I can't.
I just.
Anyway, fucking, so there's that.
Here's this pus. Drink this pus.
And also.
Damn the man.
I've been drinking mushroom tea.
Yeah, fucking.
Shroom tea, motherfucker.
Now, is this cool shroom tea, or is this like.
Depends.
Wait, hold on.
What do you think's cool?
Going to the spirit world, like in Doctor Strange that I went and saw last
night? So, it's not the spirit world, but it improves your clarity. Do you feel like I'm more clear today?
What?
Do you feel like I'm more cogent? Concise?
This seriously smells like a pizza.
Yeah, it's gross. But it'll make your brain work.
I don't like those things where like it smells like something that it shouldn't. Like when a fart smells exactly.
It'll give you
exactly
a brain boner. Patrick, drink it. God damn it.
I don't
want
to make my brain hard. All right, explain what this is and I'll stop.
So this is Lion's Mane.
Nah, just kidding.
This is Lion's Mane Mushroom Tea. I got it from a company called Four Sigmata.
Which episode of the Joe Rogan podcast they talk about this?
It was on Tim Ferriss's podcast.
Was he like... it was fucking tricked you in a podcast. Have somebody else record the podcast for you.
So I read. I went online and I read before I purchased
you
it.
You want someone to read? You want someone to write your book? Pay someone to write your book for you. I'm Tim Ferriss. Remember that whole thing we did on Laser Brain? Yeah. That was that whole. That was that guy's whole deal. Was it not? When he went on Nerdist and he talked about how to get a 4-hour work week. It was essentially hiring assistants.
Yes and no.
Hire people to do your work for you. I'm Tim Ferriss.
Duh, that's super easy.
You trying to get your girlfriend to have an orgasm? Hire a girl to eat her out. She'll do it better. I'm Tim Ferriss. Tired of driving? Get a driver. I'm Tim Ferriss.
It's a well planned idea.
It smells like oregano. That's what the smell is.
But it's a little more complex than that. But essentially, yeah, I mean that's basically
if it's too complex, hire someone to figure it out for you. I'm Tim Ferriss.
Essentially, yeah, that's it.
I remember he's like, you want to get the perfect body? You gotta do a 4-hour work week. It's like, you're essentially saying what bodybuilders say. Get sponsored, so all you have to do is go to the gym. I'm Tim Ferriss.
But anyway, I heard about it on
his podcast. Look how high my hands can go.
Whoa, wow.
I'm stretching my back.
You're special.
Up.
You're a special boy.
Subjective.
You're my special boy?
I'm your special boy.
Gross.
dude, fucking no sleep. I fucking made the mistake of like getting, I was going to get a medium coffee, and then the guy was like, 30 cents more for a large. And I just went like,
why do you talk like that?
And I just looked at him and I was like, I mean, that sounds like a plan. Because the guy was really nice. Like, yeah, I'll get a large coffee instead. And then I got a large coffee, and then I fucking halfway through Doctor Strange, I was like, my eyes are going to shoot out of my fucking face because of how cool this is, but also because I can't sit fucking still. So I haven't really slept. So I started watching Comic Book Men, which is like the easiest show to fucking binge.
Yeah, that's what I watched last night.
Yeah, it's so fucking easy to binge that show. Because this is no disrespect to the people in the show. It's fucking mindless.
Yeah. But in a good way.
Yeah,
it's like junk food for your brain.
That's perfect. It's exactly what it is. It's fucking popcorn.
Listen to that.
I know, it sounds haunted. Ooh. Speaking of haunted, sorry we couldn't go to your party, Melissa. I was actually sick. I have a doctor's note. Nick's playing the springs.
What was that band with the spring?
Moto Grader?
Yeah. With Shitty Shell Shot.
Yeah. No, that wasn't guy from Moto Grader. That was the guy from Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Same guy. Same person.
It is. That's true what you said.
I'm going to put I got so much goddamn pain on my shoulders, and I just want to play my motherfucking spring. Moto Grader. They had a song called Moto Grader.
Where the name of the... It's like Moto complete, Grader. Like, the name of the band is in the song.
I'm gonna let these cunts in.
Yeah, let this. I've been going over my notes again, like of just things I've written down while at work. Yeah, this one I wrote says, guy who works at a pet store, his whole job is to keep the animals from banging. I don't know what that's about. No, I don't want any cheese and pickles. Is that what you're getting out for me to eat, for me to make a snack on? Come talk to me about this tea. See, I like when we record in the kitchen because you can go on break and you're just like 3 feet away from me. Ugh.
So this tea, it is...
Do you want a dog but you don't want it to shit? Hire a human and dress like a dog. I'm Tim Ferriss.
It's a mushroom... It's a lion's mane mushroom tea.
Okay.
So I heard about it and I thought that's fucking crazy. But I'm interested in neurotropics. You know,
I'm really surprised you didn't make me make this for you. I'm Tim Ferriss.
You know what I mean?
Like, hear this?
Yeah.
The dog is fucking lapping it up, man. Use a straw.
Oh, you want to see your lap it up? Put some peanut butter on your cock.
I won't do that in front of you. I'll put peanut butter on your cock. Watch my dog lick it off.
Or
I turned you down so the volume would be better in here. See, I promise. That sounds great. You sound perfect.
I just hire somebody.
You're my perfect boy.
On your Am I your special boy?
You're my perfect boy. If you don't want to hire someone to put peanut... You're trying to jack off, but you don't want to do it like yourself? Pay somebody to put peanut butter on your dog's balls.
Fly to Nevada. Pay somebody to put peanut butter on it.
Why Nevada?
Huh? I don't know.
You tired of...
I'm Tim Ferriss.
You're tired of running? Buy someone to drive you in an airplane. I'm Tim Ferriss.
Buy robot legs. I'm Tim Ferriss.
I'm Tim Ferriss. I could do that for fucking hours. We did. There's an entire Lazy Brain episode where all we did was fucking... I'm Tim Ferriss. That's fucking A, man. I don't want... This tea.
You tired of writing books? Pay somebody to write books.
That's it. I mean, I refuse to believe he wrote that book. I like to think he laid on a couch that was held up by a human because he didn't want to put dents in his carpet. And someone, like, he just said things, that person wrote it down. And they had to go back and omit every time he said, I'm Tim Ferriss. Because when he was on the Nerdist podcast, I was just kind of like, what a fucking jackass. How you feel about Cat Williams, I feel about Tim Ferriss.
All right.
We can't be friends because of that strong stance you took about Cat Williams, which, man... Did we get some people who I didn't think would be as on you? You fucking hit a nerve. Nick is drinking his soup again. You hit a fucking nerve with people, dude.
Really?
So many people came out like, I don't like him either. And I'm just kind of like, all right, fucking Nick. Nick's got some people on his side.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
Subjectively not funny. I'm not into it. I went back and actually, like, didn't go back. I went on YouTube and watched, like, 15, 20 minutes of Cat Williams stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, no.
I have no doubt that he's extremely intelligent.
Mm.
But and he's doing it. Look, okay, some people...
No smart man walks in and goes, I want that haircut.
Look, some people play, like, fucking, like, math metal, right?
Yeah.
And some guys fucking play smooth jazz because they want pussy. Or some guys play,
or you're the Dillinger Escape Plan, you play both.
Some guys say, look, it's not my favorite type of music, but I'm going to play this throwback rock and roll Strokes bullshit because it's going to get me pussy,
man,
and make money. And that's what I think that's what he's doing.
You think Cat Williams?
I think Cat Williams could be playing math metal. I think he could be playing the fucking Meltdown. You know what I mean? But I think he's chosen to make lowest common denominator bullshit fucking dumbass
you
comedy.
Think Cat Williams is the Strokes of comedy?
Yeah, I think he has the ability to make legitimately, like, funny, clever comedy. But I think instead he's saying, "Hey, do you boo boo?" while he fucking sits on his pile of $1 million bills.
They don't make $1 million bills.
Or he gets blown on a bed of money,
dude.
You know what I mean? I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying it's not funny. And if you think it's funny, you're stupid.
Art versus product, y'all. Hashtag.
I won't say you're stupid. I'll say you're not smart.
More like Scat Williams. That stuff is shit.
It is.
It's garbage,
it's
man.
It's terrible.
Yeah, after going back and watching some of it, I was like, I was trying to be like, I was still trying to have that open opinion of like, it's just not for me. And
did you watch the new Joe Rogan yet?
No. I don't have time to watch anything.
Before you leave, we got to watch 5 minutes.
Okay. Though. I don't have any time to watch anything because I've been so fucking like, Skyrim came out and I've been having sex with it. Skyrim got remastered.
Oh,
and
on PS4?
Yeah, because
I didn't know it was out.
It's out again. Yeah, they remastered it. Because when I first played Skyrim, I just didn't pay attention to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just played
the
game.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and so like it's back out on PS4, and I've been playing that nonstop. Hey, let's talk about this tea. I really do want to talk about.
You're not Tristaning me.
No, I'm not.
So I'm gonna tell you about it, and we'll stop talking about it.
No. I'm serious. Like, we got 90 minutes. Let's do 2 45-minute episodes. I got nothing going on until 2. We're good.
So it's a neurotropic.
Okay, this tea that you heard about on the Tim Ferriss podcast.
Yeah, it makes you smart. And so I
What's the science behind that?
Before I purchased it, I went online and started and researched it. I said, "What's lion's mane mushroom? Is this legitimate?" Apparently, they've been using it in Japan and China for a long time. Yeah, which is usually a sign of bullshit.
Right.
It's usually a sign of like woo-woo.
Well, it's usually a sign of like stuff. Well, the majority of the stuff that I see, like, it's been used in Japan and Asia. I'm like, oh, that's because they just want to make their dicks hard. Because that's 90% of the weird shit that comes out
of there.
They've
been using this since people were not smart.
I want to talk about dick hardening pills before we leave.
In a minute. And so I went online and I started reading and I looked up these double placebo studies. There have been multiple double blind studies.
Okay.
Not double placebo, double blind. There have been multiple double
blind studies. What is double blind?
Double blind means that, let's say that you're a group.
You can only see in the dark.
You're a group of 100 people. Usually, I mean, the studies are larger than that. Let's say you're a group of 1,000 people, and I'm a group of 1,000 people.
Okay.
Okay? They'll give me a packet of this tea that has no active ingredient in it.
Gotcha.
Usually it's with pills. So they'll give me a pill, which is a sugar pill.
Okay.
They'll give you the actual thing.
Okay.
Beforehand, they'll do a study. Okay. They'll do a test. So let's say we're testing cognitive ability.
Okay.
They'll give you a test to measure your problem-solving ability.
A million. I would score a million.
Some quantifiable.
I would score a million, Nick.
Probably.
Good. There'd be 100 questions. I'd find a way to score a million.
So it would be some quantifiable study. So they can say, okay, beforehand, both groups scored.
Excuse me, I'll throw it.
Both groups scored, let's say, 70%.
Okay.
Okay. Then they'll give us the they'll give me the placebo. They'll give
throw
you,
the dog's toy, Nick. Play with
me,
the dog.
They'll give me the placebo. They'll give you the actual product.
Okay.
Okay.
But they'll tell us both that we have it.
They'll tell us both that we have it.
Okay.
And then after the X amount of time, whatever the effective period is, then they will give us both a test again.
I find every period to be effective because I know.
Well,
that I don't
after have after this after 6 weeks or 9 weeks, whatever the study was of doing it. I'll probably show 70% still.
Mm-hmm.
I may show an increase or a decrease that's
right.
Not statistically significant.
Okay.
And so whenever they did this study, you showed an increase, let's say, now you're scored 90%.
Okay.
That's a double blind study.
All right. Is that like what they did with the gluten thing?
So those are bogus numbers,
but
the study showed an increase in cognitive function.
By drinking this
in
tea.
In adults. Yeah, who drank, and there's a cutoff. There's a threshold of 3 grams. Any more than 3 grams a day there's the dose response cuts off at 3 grams. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's not any more or less effective if you take 10 grams.
Watch me.
But 3 grams a day is the peak dose.
The preferred dose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what it does is it's
how soon will we know? Like once I drink this, am I going to be able to just like start?
So again, it may be
move?
Placebo, but I feel
okay.
Like it increases my cognitive.
So
function.
Hold on.
Like
so you bought
within,
this
within
knowing
minutes.
It could be a placebo.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I know that it works.
I love your dude. I love that you can do that. I love that about you. I love that you're like it might work, and I'm
it's
just
an experiment.
I know, but you're like it might work, and I'm like that's not going to work. And then I just don't. I'm like if I want to get smart, I'll read. That's how that works.
So, do you want me to tell you like the mechanisms of how it works?
100%. I'm like telling you, I'm open to this shit.
So, typically, what happens?
After seeing Doctor Strange, there's more.
It
to
typically
this.
Decreases
this is my shell, Nick.
Your anxiety.
Okay, I'm listening.
It typically,
okay.
So it's known to decrease people's anxiety,
mm-hmm.
And also, which is subjective. So take that with a grain of salt. And
take all the grains of salt.
But it
let the dog out.
It releases, or it's
got, so much more convenient recording in here, isn't it?
I know, it's great. It's got precursors to basically a brain growth hormone.
Okay.
That
the gooch is right behind. I think she wants to go out too.
That builds it. It builds. You know your myelin sheath.
Is that the pocket of skin that I hide my dick in? I don't.
So
I know where my toes are.
You've got
not on my hands.
You've got
These are my arm toes, my arm fingers.
I think they call them axons, which are like the cables that connect your dendrites.
What's a fucking dendrite?
Your dendrites are what's in your brain that sends chemical signals to one another.
Okay.
That helps you think and remember things.
I hope somebody is listening to this going like, okay, somebody better make a cum joke. Guess what? We're not going to just yet because I'm actually really interested in this. Because my anxiety, dude, like I've seriously, like last week I sat it out.
Drink that shit.
Last week I sat it out. I went to work and then I went to the gym and then I went home. I just sat out the fucking week. Mm. Just sat it out until yesterday. I was like, well, Dr. Strange is out and I have plans with people I haven't seen in a while. I'm going to go. But then I didn't. I felt happy. But like the whole week I was just like, I'm not, I don't want to do anything. Will this help with that? Will this make me not want to, does this make me want to do things?
I think so. I feel like it did for me.
It's, can we talk about what it smells like? It
smells like a pet store.
It smells like pizza.
So you're what it does is there's a sheath called, and it's a material called myelin.
Okay.
And that's, you know what Parkinson's, you know, Parkinson's?
My knowledge on it's a bit shaky.
So Parkinson's, there's a degradation of your myelin sheath.
Okay.
So your signals get all fucked up.
Is that why you're like,
yeah.
Is that why you're like, all your sodas. Like
you have poor motor control. And so what this does
is that what this is? This is motor control?
Yeah.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know.
All right.
So anyway, it's supposed to build your myelin sheath, which helps you short-term, like with cognitive function, but long-term building your myelin sheath helps like form like
Nick isn't reading this off anything. He knows this. Like that's astounding to me.
It helps you consolidate long-term memories and things like that.
Wait. I don't want to go into my memories. I don't want to deal with that.
It doesn't help you remember better. It helps you consolidate long-term memories.
Meaning?
Short-term memories that you have now, puts them in your long-term bank.
Wait, I don't, well, what if, can I, do you have any tea/soup that will make the bank burn to the ground? Do you have anything like that?
It doesn't affect your old memories. I'm talking about your new
memories. But I don't want to make new memories. I want the old ones to go away. That's why I think I got all these problems, is the old memories sitting in the bank keeps sneaking out like the dragon in Harry Potter. My mind used to be Gringotts, but now all the bad stuff's like the dragon fucking flying up to the top. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Drink that tea.
All right. So I'm going to drink this it smells like oregano and like an Olive Garden trash can.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Oh, does it taste bad?
It tastes like lobsters.
What the fuck, man? I don't like lobster.
It tastes like lobster and lawn mix.
I don't want to eat fucking ocean salad. That sounds terrible.
You might like it, though.
I probably won't. Like, I don't like much. So I have to, like, just... Dude, it smells so rank.
Just hold your
nose.
Like,
I'm not being dramatic for the sake of the show. This smells fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's old mushrooms. It's fungus. It's like drinking black mold.
You shouldn't do that.
This is, but it's not black mold. It's good for you.
I like how you're like, it's look, like doing this
look
thing.
Look how good of a mood I'm in. Look how good of a mood I'm in.
Yeah, how much did you cum last night?
None. I didn't cum any.
Shenanigans.
Maybe I came a little.
Yeah. See, that's okay. I would argue that.
I like to cum.
I would like to argue that the absence of old cum sitting in your dick also reflects a happy times.
Sits in your balls.
And I think with my cock. So I don't know. Where do you think all men think, Nick? Their balls. That's why there's two of them. One for good decisions, one for bad decisions.
I like to cum and I like
to drink
tea.
Which one you're supposed to do because one of the balls gets heavier. That's science.
Nope.
Well, all right. Dude, this, I don't know if I can't. It smells so fucking bad.
Hold your nose.
Then I'll drown. I'm gonna be able to breathe while I drink.
Hold your breath, hold your nose, drink the tea. Now!
And then what, breathe out of my own butt?
Yeah.
Like when you open up the tea?
Just chug it.
Are you supposed to, or are you supposed to make a sip?
It doesn't matter how you consume it.
Can I just butt chug this?
Yeah, butt chug it.
I'm not going to do that. Dude, that'd be a show, wouldn't it? I've seen
you butt chug water before.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
No, stop it. That was an enema. It wasn't just, hey, you guys want to watch me toss this water?
You guys want to watch me drink this water with my butt?
You guys want to watch me fucking turn my sphincter into a sink? Pour this water into it?
Sinkter.
Dude, it smells so bad. I'm scared to drink it. It smells so fucking bad.
I feel so fucking smart. It's totally worth it.
Wait, fuck you. I feel smart all the goddamn time.
Drink it.
To the point where I think it's dangerous to the well-being.
I feel smart and my anxiety is low.
Well, I don't want any more anxiety.
And it lasts all day.
I've been drinking a bunch.
And you never grow old and you never die.
I don't want to go to Neverland. Peter Pan's the villain of that story.
It'll wash your laundry and you'll never stop coming.
I don't... Hold on. That sounds strangely like what you have going on. I don't want that.
My life fucking rules.
I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't have a washing machine. I go to my dad's house. Oh, but they're out of town. The universe is picking up.
Thanks, the universe.
I'm going to. Dude, it smells so bad. Like, I
stop smelling it.
I can't. It's gonna get even closer to my nose holes, and I'll put it in my mouth face. I'll put it right here.
Hold it. Hold your nose, and then drink it. Chug it.
What if?
Chug
okay, it. I gotta ask
I've
because
seen
like
you eat earwax. Chug it.
I didn't eat it. I flicked it with my tongue.
It went in your mouth, and yeah. You swallowed it.
No, I did not swallow
I've
it.
I've seen you eat bugs. Probably.
I was trying to think. I don't think I've ever eaten a bug. I hate bugs. I mean, I've eaten bugs. That's ridiculous. I haven't eaten bugs. I don't think like, oh, check out this cricket. And I was like, that's never happened. All right. Dude, it smells so bad. I can't. It's like when you get a scab.
I'm kind of starting to like the taste.
It's kind of, well, I mean, that's you can do that with anything. Look at girls. You know what I'm saying? But like you can get, like it's the having to smell this, like when you have a little bit of a toothache and keep poking it with your tongue. That's what this is. The
world is an oyster.
It smells like oysters.
Locked in a shell.
What is that?
But they... It's jawbreaker. You like the taste of it, can't take the smell. They say that chefs actually like to use it because it smells or it tastes like lobster. Lion's mane mushroom. Yeah.
Well,
it's gross as all hell.
Stop.
But it's going to make you feel good.
I don't want to feel good. I like
make me
feeling
feel good.
Make me feel good. Monster Ball, Halle Berry. Try not to jack off to that. She is aggressive. Make me feel good, William Bob Thornton. William Robert Thornton. Dude, I got so close that time.
William Robert Thornton.
William Robert Thornton.
Just chug it. You got to drink the whole thing, too.
I thought I had to drink 3 ounces.
Drink the whole cup.
I thought I had to drink 3 ounces.
That's a 3 grams.
Can't I just, like, shoot the powder?
Yeah.
Like a Bayer thing?
Do you want to do that?
No. Just asking if I could. Have you seen that? Like, old people do that?
Yeah.
They'll throw, like, a whole fucking that's tough as fuck.
Yeah, they're gross.
I tried
old
doing it.
Old people are disgusting.
Old people just fucking die.
Old people.
Old people are the worst every 4 years in November because they all want to talk to you about things. Like,
have you ever seen
matters.
Roy Scovel? Have you seen him talk about stealing grandmas? He's like, old people. He's like, two things you need to know. One, old people rarely turn around to look and see who's pushing their wheelchair. And the second thing is, if someone leaves an old person somewhere, nobody cares if you take them. I've got 7 grandmas.
He plays the principal in that show, Those Who Can't, which I think is absolutely fucking, it's so good.
I love Roy Scovel.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
He plays a like overly nice principal. It's fucking great. I love it.
He talked, I listened to his special. He put out a CD and he goes, so when I was a kid, I
haunted a house. What are you doing?
When I was a kid, my parents caught me smoking and so my dad made me give him a hand job with my mouth. He said, I haven't touched a cigarette since. Can't stop blowing, guys.
I don't want to drink this.
Drink it.
I feel like a kid at the table is like, eat your vegetables. Fuck you, grandma. This will suck.
And he talked about, what's that guy that, the swimmer, the swimmist?
That's fucking terrible. That is so fucking gross.
It's just
dude.
Dirt.
Oh my god.
Drink the rest of it.
No! Dude, what the fuck?
It's mushrooms. It's mushroom tea.
Fucking,
what did you think it was going to be?
It tastes like Swamp Thing's dick. That tastes so bad.
What did you think it was going to taste like?
I didn't want it to taste like I thought it would.
It's disgusting.
It's like creamy.
But it makes you feel good.
No, I feel bad.
It makes you smile. No. It makes me smile.
Yeah,
look how fucking happy I am.
You like watching me eat shit that I shouldn't fucking eat. Or that you've gone. How many conversations we had?
I'm
like,
on shrooms.
Every we've had tons of kitchen-based conversations. Like, hey, this is, you'll hate this. Eat this.
KBCs.
I'm like, what's that? You're like, it's a bean. I fell underneath the stove. Like, eat it. Isn't it gross? I'm like, yeah, it's really gross. I shouldn't have eaten that. What's this? Oh, that's just a toenail. Oh, I thought it was a chip. Nope.
Eat it.
Eat this toenail. I don't want to. Here's $5.
Dude. I'm actually kind of starting to enjoy the taste.
Well, I mean, that's like the same with like protein shakes. Like, nobody,
pussy.
Nobody likes
pussy.
Nah, dude, you come out the womb loving that flavor.
When I come out the womb, you better get out the room. I'm going to eat that pussy.
I came out and I immediately turned around and they're like, no, that's your mom. And I was like, okay.
I came out. I came in.
Oh, Isn't it weird? Okay, well, no, because I actually want to. No, I don't want to. I want to talk. I want to talk about like hard dicks and douches on the next episode. Can I? Don't leave the room, because I'll be inclined to pour this out and then be like, I drank it. You are wearing long sleeves and jeans, and you haven't taken your hand out of the front of your pants since I got here today. It's your house, man. Do what you do.
These pants are kind of tight, and it's making my coin purse sweaty.
Dude, this is bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
It smells bad.
But it makes you feel
good. But it's like creamy water.
Makes your brain hard.
I don't want to get a hard brain. I always thought that one of my best attributes was my malleable brain.
Don't you feel like, do you think?
My ability to mold my brain to whatever topic we were talking about.
I feel like.
Now if I get a hard brain, I'm going to get stuck in my own head. None of the evil thoughts can get out. They just stay in there.
I feel like I have.
Are you tricking me?
I feel like I have a lot more clarity today. Do I sound like I'm functioning?
Nick, I've hung out with you on a weekly basis for almost a decade.
Level.
Like, I don't notice. It would be like if one of, like you or me, like started like losing weight at a fast rate, neither one of us would notice. We see each other all the time.
I've lost weight. I lost like 10 pounds.
But your head.
Hmm?
But what about your big head?
My head's gotten smaller, too.
Talk on your face.
I've lost some head fat.
No. Your head is still, it's just a flatter round.
I have a beautiful head.
You got a big old plate face. This is old Nick the Saucer Gnome. I don't want to drink this anymore.
I used to be a
but
model.
I don't want to be rude.
Don't be rude. Drink it.
Oh, you are hardly a model. Your dad convinced you to get in front of a bunch of his friends and take his pants off, your pants off, and be like, I got all these undies. Look at me in my undies.
I was an underwear model.
You were an underwear
model. For Fruit of the Loom.
For a wedding. It was a wedding theme underwear.
It was a modeling show. It was an actual modeling show.
I know, but it's just...
In front of a bunch of people.
Yeah, but you and your underwear.
They were in their underwear, too.
They weren't. It was just you and your underwear.
They were all
if you tell me they were in there, like, Nick, you were at an orgy as a child. You were at a kid orgy.
You got fucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that. I don't know what happened. I don't want to. Hold on. Is that happened? Is that what happened?
I don't remember.
Oh, God. Drink some of this tea. Here. Try this tea.
Drink the rest of it.
I really don't want to.
That's a $25 box of tea.
You don't know how to manage your money correctly. What are you coming at me for? Yeah, that's why you're buying imposter salsa, because you're spending all your fucking money on shroom water. This is an episode where I wish Wes was here. He'd be like, I'll fucking drink it. You gay boys. You don't want to drink it because you're gay.
Come on. You're my special boy. Drink it.
Oh, God.
Chug it, 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 chug it.
Oh my God, Carol.
All right.
I didn't drink it. I didn't drink it. I'll still some in there. It's all my mustache.
How smart do you feel right now?
I feel like a fucking idiot. If you tell me, if you like fucking rat, if you like joking, like, oh, that's just powdered shit, bro. It's a joke. Happy Halloween. Trick or shit.
Dude, why did I start talking like Spicoli?
Dude, it is fucking,
it's a fucking shit tea, bro.
Dude, it's rank all the way fucking down.
Yeah, it's like, gross.
I feel it like here in my chest just being shitty.
It tastes like cedar chips and dirt and diarrhea.
God. And you've had how many of these have you drank?
Three total. Two total.
I would argue this is a dumb idea.
Don't you feel smart
though? No, Nick. I feel nauseous. Feel good.
Is your brain pussy wet?
No. Stop eating old soup. Put that away. Quit forking over that old soup out of that bowl, man. Pour that out.
And I'll drink this. Oh, God, I better finish it.
Oh, my God. Get that shit the fuck away from me, dude. Fuck you. You just got through saying 10 minutes ago, it's pretty fucking terrible. It's gross. You're going to hate it.
It's not like the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Oh. Oh, no, it's not. Whiskey's the worst thing I've ever tasted. Like liquor. Like, it's...
Your dick is the worst thing I've ever tasted.
I mean, it's fair. It's fair.
You got a gross, stinky dick.
No.
I mean, it's a pretty cock.
You got a pretty dick. It's just, it smells terrible.
Yeah, you're my special boy.
Special boy. Got a pretty wiener. No, dude. All right, so how long till I feel smart as shit? Like, what's that about? Like, 20 minutes? 30?
10, 15 minutes.
And then what?
You realize that you're wasting your time recording a podcast, and you're going to start writing your thesis.
That's never.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't make you that smart, but I feel like, but I feel like it makes me. I feel like it's made me. It's given me clarity.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but can't you get the same thing when eating like ginkgo biloba or some shit like that?
Ginkgo biloba is supposed to improve your long term memory. Yeah.
Well, isn't that what that does? Or isn't this like?
Yeah, but I think the mechanisms are different.
That's where I'm getting strange. Like mechanisms, it's a powder.
Your physiological mechanisms.
What?
Okay, so like if you take. Like, okay, so you know...
People are going like, no, he is dumb. No, I'm just not an anatomy major, you dickheads.
You know the medicine that I take?
Yes.
So I take Vyvanse. It increases like...
You keep saying Viagra wrong. I don't know why.
I'm guessing, but I'm thinking that it increases your cognitive function. It does.
Now, what is cognitive function? Like the ability to retain and display knowledge?
I'm pretty sure that it makes you think faster.
We just explained it so dumbly.
Does that make sense?
So it increases my thought process?
You can think faster.
Okay.
Because it speeds you up.
So it's diesel for my brain.
Yeah, but for me, it slows me down. But anyway, it speeds you up a little bit, okay?
I don't want that. I want to slow down. What have you done?
So what this does is this increases, like, your brain's efficiency. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, but only because I drank that tea. Is that what you want me to say?
So that's how it works. Now, but what I mean by mechanism is just, like, how it functions.
Okay.
You know?
I used to take ginkgo biloba.
Like you can go really fast on a bike.
Yeah, you can.
Or you can go the same speed in a car. It just depends on what mechanism of action you want to take.
Does that turn my brain into a car?
Yeah.
Am I a car guy now?
Supercharges your brain.
Am I a car guy now?
Yeah.
I got to trade in my Yaris, get a Mustang?
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of that life.
A yellow Mustang.
Oh, speaking of yellow Mustangs, that's so crazy you said that. So I saw maybe Dr. Dillon last night. He used to drive a yellow Mustang. Yeah. I saw him last night, and he was like, we were walking out of the theater out to the car, and he was just kind of like, oh, I fucking forgot where I parked, and I was like, oh, it's fine, with your giant yellow fucking Mustang, I'm sure you'll be okay. He's like, no, I got a hatchback, and I was like, word? So I think we're going to start a car club.
Cool.
A car club for hatchbacks. If you live in the Bowling Green area, and you've got a hatchback, and you want to help us start a car club, probably nothing special, probably just go eat or something. Really not a
go tailgate at a Prairie Home Companion show.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking first that season of Portlandia. They put the new one up there, but I haven't watched it yet.
Look at my yard. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah. The sun's right in my eyes.
That's just your future, brother.
Oh, God. I couldn't see the sun. I'm so bright now because of all this fucking swamp thing's butt sweat.
How do you feel? How does your brain feel?
I don't know how my brain... This is going to sound real stupid. I'm going to say it. I've never felt my brain. So, I don't know.
I can't feel my brain.
Yeah, like, I've never felt my brain. Which you think is weird because, like, I just think a headache was, like, my brain hurting. But it's actually just... it's not that. I don't know what it is. I don't know what a headache is. I just know that I get them. And it's not because I have a hurdy brain.
Thank you, pain.
I do get, like, at work sometimes, I'm like, my fucking head hurts.
Do you? I don't get headaches.
Oh, I get them all the fucking time, but it's because my caffeine intake.
Like, I could count on one hand how many headaches I've had in my life.
Dude, you're hashtag blessed, bro.
Hashtag blessed.
I've had a crazy, now that I have TMJ, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Stress-induced lockjaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I have to take I take aspirin.
It means, like, you can't blow me anymore. You're not my special boy.
Well, being that we never started, any more would still be an okay way to refer to how much I haven't sucked your dick. Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot to mention how much I used to suck your dick. Oh, it's because of the tea. Now I can remember. I've opened up my brain bank, and the teller's like, hey, welcome to the nightmare cabin. Welcome to your nightmare cabin. Would you like to spend a vacation in the room where you blew Nick a bunch? Oh, man. I'm so glad I drank that tea, and now I can remember all the times I used to suck Nick's dick.
His stinky dick.
Oh, God. Nick's it's beautiful, but man, does it smell like that tea. That's what it is. It's sensory memory. You were like, remember that smell? I'm like, yeah. You're like, that was my dick. Yeah, that's my dick.
You're my gay special boy.
You're my special gay boy.
Are you gay boy?
Oh, man, my dad was getting so mad because I wouldn't drink any of the coffee at the house because I kept calling myself a DD boy. He's like, stop saying that. He's like, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm a DD boy. And Emily's like, Emily also gets mad when I refer to myself as a boy. So, like, the other day at work, she was just like, how was work? I was like, I don't know, but I'm a tired boy. She's like, I hate it. You just, like, I was like, I'm just so tired. I'm tired. I'm afraid if I stay on the phone, I'll be a cranky boy. You know? She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I'm probably going to go see Dr. Strange. I'm an excited boy. And she's like, fucking stop.
It is weird.
It is weird, isn't it? It's like, I was like, yeah. I'll probably get some coffee because I'm a tired boy, but I want to be a happy boy. So I'm going to get some coffee.
My butthole pucker a little bit.
I'm a happy boy. Yeah, we're going on vacation next week, dude.
I'm happy, boy.
I'm going to Atlanta.
Are you?
I'm going to go see Dillinger Escape Plan.
Cool.
She's going to get tattooed, and I'm probably going to make it.
All the way?
I hope I remember how to make it.
All the way?
To what?
It.
I have been having them.
Yeah.
Erections. Yeah. I got a boner at work the other day.
A work boner?
An unwarranted work boner.
Did you relieve it?
No, I...
Did you let Kenny relieve it?
No, I treated it like I think little kids do. Like, do I have to pee? Is that what this is? Do I have to pee-pee? No, I went to the bathroom. I went to the, like, I got hard.
Did the pee-pee come?
And like, like, I sit at my desk and I was like,
I feel like my dick's gonna
I was
sneeze.
Sitting there and I was just kind of like, I'm fucking hard. Like, I didn't even think about it. And then, like, I just like looked down. I'm like, oh my God. I've got like a 3/4 right now. I got a 3/4 girther.
So I got a
Girth Brooks in my pants right now.
I'm pitching a tent over here.
And I was just like, all right, I guess
half mast.
I was like, I guess I keep sitting here, but I was like, but I got there really early. No one else in the office. Like, well, for some reason, I seriously was like, maybe I have to piss.
Just squeeze it out into your khakis.
No, I don't wear khakis to work. I wear jeans.
So you can jerk off at work?
No, so I can fucking, I'm a denim boy. So I'll wear khakis like once a week. But I went to the bathroom and like I pulled my dick out and it was hard. And I'm sitting at the urinal at my job with a hard dick. And I was like, if I pee.
I know what you do.
What?
You just touch the bell end to mm-hmm. the cold porcelain.
No.
Shrink it up.
What I did is I put my entire dick in the urinal and I just flushed water on it. I gave my dick a cold shower. No, I seriously sat at the urinal with my dick out and stared at it until my boner went away.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's how I spent my Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Glad you were productive.
I wasn't productive at all. Actually, I've been.
Sarcasm.
I sold like a fuck ton of stuff the last day of the quarter and got like a huge start on this quarter. That's right. We're talking business.
The end of Q3?
At the end of Q3, I sold a fuck ton of stuff that's going to get credited on all of Q4. So I don't have to do anything really for like the next like 6 weeks.
Did you check the figures? What was the price
point? Oh,
what was the price point on those figures?
All hail the numbers, Nick. Margin is the name of the game. I actually
what
don't.
What metric are you using?
Oh, it's a 40-30 split with a 30 rise.
What?
Making it up.
Okay.
But like I was sitting there like doing some shit. We have a new hire on the row and the boss was sitting with him and she was like talking a bunch of stuff and like I'm just sitting there. It's Friday. I'm like, I'm done. I'm just, it's
you
three.
Just while he's working, you just yell, fish.
No, but we kept telling everybody that he had small hands. He doesn't. We just kept telling, so like, or my boss would be like, so has anyone met the new
small
guy?
Anybody met small hand Matt?
Then we just, they'd be like, so has anyone met the new guy yet? She would ask us like, have you guys seen him or anything? And we're like, no, but we heard he's got really small hands. And I was like, yeah, he was like beating on my cubicle the other day, like, listen to me. And all I could hear is like, but he was like swinging away. But all I heard was, he's got very little hands. She was like, Patrick, you can't say that. Because what if he comes up here and he has small hands? And I was like, what do you mean he has small hands? He was born with small hands. Don't bring it up. And then I got everyone else in the road like buying on it too.
Yeah.
So like he came in and like one of the guys who doesn't work anymore kept sending me text messages like, send me a picture of that motherfucker's hands. he's just a normal guy. But so he was like sitting on the row and like my boss was like sitting and like talking about a bunch of shit. And like I was just sitting there doing this. Leaning back with my mouth open. Because it was Friday at 3:45 and Patty gets off in 15 minutes. And he's been done. He's checked out just sitting there. And she looked over and she goes, Patrick, how was your week? Did you do good? And I was like, you know, whatever. She's like, well, have you checked your figures? And I was like, I'm not going to stress over it. She goes, I don't understand. I was like, well, if I'm not where I'm supposed to be, it's 3:45. What am I going to do about it? I'll spend all weekend being upset about it. And then she went, really? And I was like, no, I don't think. And she was like, Patrick, my biggest thing for you is when you leave, I want you to feel good about what you did while you were here. And I went, that's cute. And she went, excuse me. I was like, did you think I give a shit about this place once I leave? And then she was just kind of like, Patrick, you've only been here for 12 weeks. You haven't been here long enough to be jaded. And I was like, I was jaded before this job was even on my radar. And she just kept looking at me like, I want you to do well. I was like, I'm sure I'll do enough. And she went, enough to what? I was like, to get you to stop asking me about stuff.
Oh my God.
Like I was just,
you're the problem.
And
child,
like I was saying and like I was saying this as I was leaning back, staring at the ceiling, not even looking at her. Just like not even like because my chair spins. Shit. It didn't before, but I fixed it so it does.
Yeah.
So now I'll just sit there and like wiggle back and forth in the chair from like every Friday from about 3:15 to about 3:59, I'm just sitting in that chair wiggling, not doing anything but biding my time. And somebody brought me gummy bears, and they weren't Haribo.
Did you knock them out of their hands?
No, but she was just kind of like, hey, I brought you some gummy bears. And I just kept going, no, you didn't. You brought me gummy candy shaped like gummy bears. You didn't bring me. Or, I'm sorry, gummy worms. Like, those aren't gummy worms. I've had gummy worms. These are just gummy snakes. These are not. They were okay, but they weren't Haribo. So I was just kind of like, this bitch.
Gummy bears.
Fucking no.
Fucking gummies.
Dude, I would fucking love to fucking check out and do a whole weekend and just play gummy or eat those gummies that might or might not have drugs in them and just chill out for the day. I would fucking love that.
Yeah.
But I got to find a new job, so I can't take drugs.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Why do you got to find a new job?
Because I don't like my job.
Why?
Chase opportunity, not paper. This job's a fucking standstill, man. I took this job because my other job went away, so I had to take this job.
Yeah.
I don't want this job. This job sucks.
I fucking love my job.
I'm great. I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you. But that brain juice you gave me has made me realize that I hate my job. So thanks for that. Oh, wow. Oh, fuck. What's behind this door of the Nightmare Cabin?
You've been enlightened, motherfucker. Dude, welcome to reality.
Fucking, you talking about enlightened? Have you seen Doctor Strange yet?
No.
Of course not. It's been out for like 12 hours.
Is it strange?
It's fucking great.
Yeah?
I went with part-time heavy metal Drew, maybe Dr. Dylan and Chris. We all went. You remember Chris? Tall guy with the glasses. We ate dinner with him that one time.
The short guy with perfect vision?
Nope. The white guy with the tall guy with the glasses, not the short black guy with laser eyes.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm sure I'd recognize him.
Hey, let's end this episode and do another one, just real quick.
Okay.
We got 45 minutes, so we'll just do this one.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm just going to keep recording. I don't know why we're saying it.
I'm going to drink a coffee then.
I'm going to say the thing. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Tune in next week where we talk about hard dicks and douches.
If you need us, we'll be jerking off in the bathtub.
It's not a thing we say. Until next week, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
Born ugly, raised like a dummy.
That